Michael Moore compares Trump to Osama bin Laden, he is a mass killer. By Hannah Blow on September 12, 2020. Left-wing documentary filmmaker Michael Moore launched a profane, fallacy-filled rant on September 11, calling President Trump a mass killer and likening him to Osama bin Laden. Moore insisted that no American other than Confederate President Jefferson Davis and his general Robert E. Lee has killed more Americans than Donald J. Trump. My friends, this is murder. In the extreme. No American other than Confederate President Jefferson Davis and his general Robert E. Lee has killed more Americans than Donald J. Trump, Moore said in an emergency podcast episode of Rumble, referring to the U.S. death toll of the Chinese coronavirus. Moore told the audience that he felt obliged to provide the emergency commentary following another revelation from Trump's conversations with journalist Bob Woodward, who claimed that Trump said he saved the ass of Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman from pressure from Congress following the killing of Washington Post columnist Jamal Khashoggi. Think about that. Civil war. 600,000 plus dead. Thank you, Jefferson Davis and Robert E. Lee. We're heading over 200,000, Moore said, citing reports that the number could reach 400,000 by Christmas. Notably, the IM model that the forecast is based on has a pattern of failed projections, as Breitbart News has extensively detailed. What if he had chosen to do what any other decent, sane, moral person would have done when informed about this national security threat? Moore asked, stating that Trump was told the truth about the virus in January but chose to ignore it. The Oscar-winning director failed to mention during his fallacy-filled rant that Trump's decisive decision to shut down travel from China that same month. While he said it is true that Trump did not actually kill Americans with his own hands, Moore argued that the president still bears responsibility and likened him to Osama bin Laden. I can tell you for a fact that Osama bin Laden did not fly a single one of those goddamn airplanes. So he's innocent? No. Trump is a mass killer, Moore stated. Trump stood down and knowingly allowed 200,000 Americans to die. That is 67/9/11s. Take the dead of this day. Take the dead of 9/11. Multiply it by 67 times and that's how many people have died of the coronavirus. Trump knew. So much could have been avoided. At the time of the podcast, the left-wing filmmaker said there were just 53 days until bastard Trump gets the verdict from the American people and warned progressives to not waste time and energy persuading Trump's supporters. You need to spend all that energy on getting out the people who are probably not going to vote. The people who need to join you and me and remove this son of a bitch, the sicko director added. Moore's repeated assertions that Trump ignored the threat of the virus are simply untrue. It was actually Democrats who appeared to ignore the impending threat. While Trump began to deal with the threat of the virus, his political opponents continued to focus on impeaching him, as Breitbart News has documented. January 11th. Chinese state media report the first known death from an illness originating in the Wuhan market. January 15, Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi, DCA, holds a vote to send articles of impeachment to the Senate. Pelosi and House Democrats celebrate the solemn occasion with the signing ceremony, using commemorative pens. That same day, the first person with coronavirus in the United States arrives from China, where he had been in Wuhan. January 21, the first American case of coronavirus is confirmed at a clinic in Snohomish County, Washington. January 23, the House impeachment managers make their opening arguments for removing President Trump. January 23, China closes off the city of Wuhan completely to slow the spread of coronavirus to the rest of China. January 27, the White House convenes a special task force to deal with the emerging threat of coronavirus. January 29, the President chairs a meeting of the White House Coronavirus Task Force for the first time. January 30, senators begin asking 2 days of questions of both sides in the President's impeachment trial. January 30, the World Health Organization declares a global health emergency as coronavirus continues to spread. January 31, the Senate holds a vote on whether to allow further witnesses and documents in the impeachment trial. January 31, President Trump declares a national health emergency and imposes a ban on travel to and from China. Former Vice President Joe Biden calls Trump's decision hysterical xenophobia, and fear-mongering. February 2, the first death from coronavirus outside China is reported in the Philippines. February 3, House impeachment managers begin closing arguments, calling Trump a threat to national security. February 4, President Trump talks about coronavirus in his State of the Union address, Pelosi rips up every page. February 5, the Senate votes to acquit President Trump on both articles of impeachment, 52-48 and 53-47. February 5, House Democrats finally take up coronavirus in the House Foreign Affairs Subcommittee on Asia. Michael Moore is far from the only Hollywood progressive to accuse Trump of mass murder in recent days. Pop icon Cher, in a now-deleted tweet, called Trump a mass murderer and floated death as a potential punishment. There are many punishments for different degrees of murder, but when someone knowingly murders people, the punishment is death. Trump's a mass murderer. She wrote.